The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk. This Friday is a Wendy White Trophy. Delighted to say that Wales head coach Sarah Moore joins us now. First of all, let's look at the importance of actually getting these games played.
Yeah, super important for us because we want to have as much competitive match play as we can in any season. That's always our aim. If we can have international ranking matches, that's all the better because we want to be able to see how athletes cope under different pressure. And we've played a number of non-ranking matches this year, and it feels very different to an international match when you're, you know, out there playing for points, and that's what we want to be doing as often as possible. So it was really important to get this test over the line. We knew it would be difficult in the winter, as it has been for lots of different sports, but we're really pleased that we're able to go ahead and we hope to have a good series.
You welcome the Isle of Man, Gibraltar, Republic of Ireland as well. Tell me a little about the actual coordination to get everybody to Wales nice and safe. Absolute nightmare, I bet.
It's difficult at times. I mean, the great thing about my role now with Wales Netball is it's a dual role. So I'm the head coach and I'm also the head of elite. So in effect, I'm planning for my own competitions that I'm going to go and coach at. And it gives me a real insight to all of the work that goes on behind the scenes. So I know it's really difficult to get a test series at home. So I'm really grateful to, you know, all of my colleagues at Wales Netball, all of my colleagues that I've been working with at Commonwealth Games Wales who've been supporting us. We have the Elite Sports Group as well set up in Wales for all sports that we talk weekly about the situation with things like COVID, and we're talking to Welsh Government as well. And all of those organisations have been pivotal in getting this test series to happen. We absolutely have the support of Welsh Government to do it, which is great. We have the support of Commonwealth Games Wales and obviously the Elite Sports Group as well. They've all been helping us to get this over the line. And obviously the other countries, you know, I'm speaking constantly to Republic of Ireland, Isle of Man and Gibraltar about how they're doing, how they're feeling, just to make sure that they feel completely comfortable getting here and they have a great test series as well.
Tell me a bit about the selection process this time around.
Yeah, it's been, it's constant for me, selection. I have a selection date and that's when the athletes know that the team is going to be named. But it is something that I've been really looking forward to every time I've had whether it's a test series or a non-ranked match, to be able to have a real group of players that I could genuinely take anyone and put out on the court and our performance to be consistent. So we always follow the same process for our selection. We always make sure that the athletes are really well informed about when that's going to take place. They all know what we're looking for to be able to get into that competition squad. And, you know, it's been a delight again this time around to be able to take new faces, which is really important. And I think when I spoke to you last time, I said that exact thing. You know, I want to be able to take different athletes to different competitions so that I'm able to expose everybody in the team before I have to make that selection before Commonwealth Games, because international competition is very different to training games and non-ranked matches. And I want to be able to see each and every one of my athletes out there playing for Wales, earning a cap, and just see what they can do. And we've got a different team this time around. The core group that have been in a number of these games now is the same, but we support that core group with new faces, athletes who have come through from our under-21s, athletes that have been working with us for a long time and perhaps just haven't had the opportunities. But yeah, everybody is looking forward to it, and I'm looking forward to seeing what these guys can do.
And one of those new faces was Ella. I bet she was delighted when she found out.
Yeah, you know, we've been really lucky to bring Ella into the group. She is a real quality athlete. I've been talking to her for a little while before she came into the group about the potential of her doing so. And, you know, she's progressed really well. So we're delighted to have her. She brings something different. And, you know, I'm again looking forward to seeing what she can do.
Ella, obviously, then pairing with Claire and the other captains, as such as Susie and Nia, that's a strong group.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, I'm so fortunate to have Susie, to be honest with you, because she's just a model captain. And, you know, Nia is phenomenal. She, you know, she will do everything she can for the team on and off the court. And they are almost like sort of yin and yang to each other. play, very different in terms of their approaches to how they deal with, you know, different situations that arise in the team, but they really complement each other in the same way because they're very different. They have, you know, they wear their hearts on the sleeve, both of them, but bring different things to that captaincy role, and they work really well together. And one of the things I wanted to do this year in particular was bring in some younger athletes to the leadership group so that we could build for the future. And, you know, Ella is 22. She's really new to the squad and she brings so much energy, but a really mature 22 as well. So that's been really exciting that at her young age, she can really lead the group on the court, off the court. She really contributes in so many different ways. So having her pair with Claire, who's, you know, she's studying psychology. She's really into, you know, mental wellness and mindfulness, and she's done some great stuff with the squad. So having that four together, I think they're a real powerhouse in terms of leadership, and they really do make my job a lot easier, and they support the girls really, really well. So I'm looking forward to welcoming Ella this week as a vice captain, and just looking at how she performs now she's got that extra responsibility.
I'd maybe be right in thinking that it's one of the final opportunities for you at Wales to play in ranking games for Com Games. So what does that bring?
Yeah, I mean, we'd looked at playing a number of ranking matches this year. We were hoping that the South Africa game would have been a ranking match. We were hoping to play the likes of Malawi, but that didn't happen. And we got opportunities for, you know, training games, but we couldn't get those ranking matches, mainly because of things like COVID. So we've had to really look at options that are much closer to home for ranking matches. And, you know, when we went to the Isle of Man, it was by no means an easy run out for us. We had to work hard to get the scoreline that we got. We had targets that we wanted to meet, regardless of what the opposition were doing. So now we have the same things in place for this series, and it's very different for us. We've not played Gibraltar as long as I can remember. And we played Republic of Ireland a couple of years ago, but they've changed a lot since. So it's the last opportunity for us to collect more ranking points, improve where we are in terms of that ranking position, and yeah, go into what we hope will be qualification for Commonwealth Games, and go into Commonwealth Games in a really good position. So this is vital for us. And that's what we're talking about in the last sort of build up for this, is these are really important games for us. We have a number of different markers that we'll be looking to hit. And, you know, it's really the last opportunity for us to push forward before Commonwealth Games.
You know, it's going to be a relatively small crowd, obviously, because of those restrictions, but still going to make a heck of a lot of noise.
Yeah, I mean, the Wales crowd is always great. It's no matter how big or how small it is, the great thing is the athletes are playing in front of their friends and family. You know, they're all able to bring somebody that, you know, just wants to watch them play netball, and they're really excited about it. So, yeah, a very small crowd due to the restrictions. I think we're limited to 30 spectators. So, you know, it'll be very different, but that 30, I'm sure, will be in full voice, and as they always are, supporting the team all the way. And yeah, they'll bring the house down with the noise, I'm sure.
And definitely a big positive, all the games are going to be streamed on the Wales Netball website.
Yeah, and that's something we really, you know, keen to do whenever we play games. It's got to be visible. Our sport needs much more coverage. And, you know, if we can get things live streamed and we can get lots of people watching from all across the world, that helps that no end. So I'm really glad that that's happening. It allows lots of people's friends and families who can't come into that small crowd to be able to watch. And, you know, again, it's just great that we've got that now, and we can hopefully have that for every Wales game going forward, even if we do have a huge crowd. It's great to have both.
You know me, I'm not allowed to have favourites, but best of luck at the weekend.
Thank you so much, Andy.
It's a netball show with Flyhawk. So Wales, Isle of Man, Gibraltar and the Republic of Ireland play for the Wendy White Trophy. Time now to hear from Manx Rams captain Ashley Hall.
We had a session on Saturday, we had a few before Christmas, and they've been going well. It's nice just to get together and see the girls in the new year, yeah.
And these will be a good test for everybody, won't they?
It will, yeah. We've got Gibraltar first, and that's always a good game. Then Wales, who we've played in a test series not so long ago. And then we've got Ireland, who we haven't played in a while, but they're one above us, I think, in the world ranking. So hopefully that'll be a good game as well.
And the sheer fact you've got a chance to play against Wales as well.
We love the experience when we played them last time, and we're looking forward to taking them on again and seeing what we can do.
And for you and everybody as part of the team selection, it's that international gameplay, isn't it?
Yeah, it's important for those that have had a few international games now to keep us on our toes and get used to it. But we've got, again, we might get a few new caps on over this weekend, and that'd be nice as well.
Claire said that it's about growing and improve on a national stage. Would that be something you'd agree with?
Absolutely, yeah, we've got to get better there, and that's the only way we're going to do it, by taking on teams that are difficult and higher than us in the world rankings.
Wales Netball are going to be streaming the games as well, so that's a chance for people to see stars of the future. Is there anybody we should be keeping an eye out?
Yeah, we've got Zoe Kirkham, she was playing under-21s for the Isle of Man, so she's now been selected for this senior weekend. We've got Holly Hennessy, it'll be her first run out with the seniors, so looking forward to seeing what they can do.
And remember, all games are going to be streamed live on the Wales Netball website, walesnetball.com. The event starts tomorrow.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.